Okay, today we're going to do Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis of Maseches Sota, and we pick up on the very top of the page where the Gemara tells us that it said in the Mishnah that Yosef was zocha to have Moshe Rabbeinu deal with his burial, and that's what we were talking about last time. And what if Moshe Rabbeinu would not have done it, would the Jewish people not have taken care of it? Doesn't it say that the bones of Yosef that the Jewish people took out of Mitzrayim were ultimately buried in Shechem? So even the Bnei Yisrael were worried about the Shavua and made sure to take care of it and dealt with the Kavura after Moshe was gone. So why up until the Knesa to Eretz Yisrael did Moshe Rabbeinu deal with it alone? Vesu, and also why did Bnei Yisrael deal with it? Yosef has offspring. Ilo Yasku Bnei Yisrael, Banov Lo Avim Yasku Bnei. Couldn't his children deal with it? Baksiv, Vayilu Bnei Yosef LeNachla. So they buried Yosef in their own Nachla because he was beloved to them. So why did they let the other Jews deal with the Kavura? Shouldn't they have been dealing with it? So Amru, the Bnei Yosef, of course they could have done it, but they said, Hanichlo Kvodo Bimarubim Yosef Mimuatin, that we'd rather him get the greatest cover, and the greatest cover is to have the masses of Klal Yisrael deal with him, not just some people, the Sioux. And as far as the first question, why was Moshe Rabbeinu dealing with him the whole time? Amru, Hanichlo Kvodo Bigdolim Yosef Mimuatinim, is there any greater honor than having a Gadol like Moshe Rabbeinu dealing with the Aron? So they always wanted the greatest honor for Yosef. Kavru b'Shechem. The pasuk says that they buried Yosef in Shechem. Maishna b'Shechem. Why dafka Shechem? Amar Rabbicham Rabbi Chanina mishchem gnavuhu l'Shechem nachzir avedaso. That the Yishmaelim sold him in Shechem, so that he was stolen from Shechem, so they were giving back the aveda to Shechem. Kashu krav adadi. There seems to be a stira in psukim. Ksiv v'yikach Moshe satzmos Yosef imau. Ksiv v'satzmos Yosef v'sher helu. Bnei Yisrael. The pasuk in Chumash says Moshe took the atzmos Yosef. The pasuk in Navi tells us that the Bnei Yisrael took the atzmos Yosef. So Amar Rabbi Chaim Rabbi Chanina kolos adavr v'logamro ba'achar gamro malav kosov al shagamro kilu asa'u. You see from here that if someone starts a job and doesn't have the opportunity to finish it, someone else comes and finishes the job, then the job is called after the person who finishes it. So the Bnei Yisrael get the credit because they finished the job. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Af Moridin Oso Migdilaso. Not only is the mitzvah called by the person who finishes it, and not by the person who started it, but even they took him down from his position of authority. Because he only started saving Yosef, he didn't finish saving Yosef, so he ultimately lost his position of authority. Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni Amar, Shmuel bar Nachmeni says, someone who starts a mitzvah doesn't finish it, af kover ishto uvanav. He's going to have to bury his wife and children. Tichsiv atamas pashua eishes Yehuda. So he buried his wife. Uksiv avayamas erva onan. And he buried his children. Amri v'amarav, neman nikra Yosef atzamos b'chayav. Why is it that Yosef is referred to as bones, even while he's alive? Yosef was mashpia the Bnei Yisrael to be mala es atzmosai mize, to take my bones. He was still alive, and he's referring to himself as bones. Mibnei shalomicha bekvod aviv dekamri le avdcha avinu v'lam l'vlam midi. Because there was a time earlier where his father's honor was at stake, and he didn't make a macha. They referred to Yaakov, the brothers referred to Yaakov as avdcha avinu. And when Yosef was still incognito, he hadn't yet revealed his identity, he couldn't object to that, he let it go. So because of that, he was punished. Why did Yosef die first amongst all the brothers? He was one of the youngest. Because he took a position of authority. Yosef Hurad Mitzrayma, Amr Blazer, Al Tikri Hurad, don't read it as Hurad Ella Horid, Shahorid Stagnine Paro, Migdulasan. That Yosef sort of brought down the stargate of Paro from their previous position, because when Paro had a dream, none of these stargazers were able to interpret the dream. So they used to be these very respected people in Mitzrayim. They were no longer so respected because Yosef was the one who was able to interpret the dream and not them. Pasuk goes on, Veikne Potiphar Sris Paro, that Potiphar Sris Paro purchased Yosef. Amarav Shekno La'atzmo, he bought him for himself to do an avera, you know, to have a homosexual relationship with him. But Gavriel Upiro, and then Gavriel came and was Mesares Potiphar, made him incapable of having relations. Meikar Ksiv Potiphar L'Besof Potiphara. That's why initially he's called Potiphar, but then he's called Potiphara. So a couple of main points over here. Main point number one, that a person who starts a job and doesn't finish it doesn't get credit for the job and ultimately gets punished, buries his wife and children, v'chulei. So not good things. And Yosef was punished for not standing up for his father's honor and for acting in a sense with a sense of rabbanus, with a sense of authority. But he, because of Yosef's dream interpretation abilities, the Yitzdagnine Paro lost their previous position. Okay, it says in the Mishnah, Mi lanu gadol mi Moshe, who is greater than Moshe, that who dealt with the kvur of Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. So Moshe Rabbeinu asked to enter Eretz Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu refused his request. Vayomer Hashem. Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayomer Hashem Elai, Rav Lach, don't speak about this anymore. Amar Rabbi Levi, the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Rav Lach, Berav Biser, Berav Bisruhu, Berav Biser Rav Lachem, Berav Bisru Rav Lach, that with the word Rav, he informed the Bnei Levi about the machlokas with Korach, and with the word Rav, min hashamayim, they told him not to go into Eretz Yisrael. So Barav Biser was Rav Lachem Bnei Levi, and Barav Bisru is Rav Lach. So the Gemara explains another drasha to explain Rav Lach. Davar Acher, Rav Lach, Rav Yeshlach, Umanu Yoshua, that there is someone else who's ready to be a Rav, who's ready to be in charge, and that's a reference to Yeshua, and that's why Moshe Rabbeinu has to step aside. Dover Acher, Rav Lach, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu was asking Moshe Rabbeinu not to make any further requests. Shelo Yomru HaRav Kamakasha V'talmud Kamasarvan, that people shouldn't say that look how mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being. He's not giving in at all to Moshe Rabbeinu's request. But Kol Kach Lama, why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu allow Moshe Rabbeinu to enter Eretz Yisrael? Why is the Chet Me Meriva such a significant thing that he can't enter Eretz Yisrael? Tana Dibei Rabbi Shmuel L'fum Gam L'Shichna, that based on the size of the camel, that's the size of the burden you put on that the camel is expected to be able to bear. So because Moshe Rabbeinu was such a great tzaddik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even for a tiny misstep, treats it like a significant avera. So three interpretations of what Rav Lach means when Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu not to daven anymore. Either it's the same lashon that we use by the Bnei Levi, or it's because Yoshua was ready, or because he didn't want to give the impression that Hashem is being very mean. So says the Gemara, the Pasuk tells us on the day Moshe Rabbeinu died, Vayomer aleihem ben mei avesrim shana anochi ayom, that I'm 120 years old today. Shein tam lomar ayom, Pasuk doesn't really have to say the word hayom, he's talking, so obviously it means on the day that he's talking. So hayom malu yom ha'yishnosei. No, it was that day that he turned 120. L'lamedcha, shakarosh baruch hu mashlam we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows tzaddikim to live to their birthday. They live full years. So lo chal od latzeis v'lavo. Moshe Rabbeinu in his final speech says, I'm no longer able latzeis v'lavo to go out and to come. So my latzeis v'lavo, ilem latzeis v'lavo ma'meshiv. It means that he wasn't able to walk anymore. V'aksiv Moshe Rabbeinu me'eves m'shana b'moso lo nas l'cho, that he didn't lose any of his youthful vigor and his vibrancy. And he went up from Arvos Mov to Har Nevo. There are 12 different steps over there to go from Arvos Mov to Har Nevo. And he was jumping 12 steps at a time. So this was a very vibrant old man. Now, when he says, I can't be Latzeis Lavo anymore, it meant that he wasn't as strong in learning anymore, that he wasn't able to talk in learning anymore. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe that it's time for him to die, and that he should call Yoshua to the Ohel Moed with him, so that he could teach him to lead Klal Yisrael. Ve'elech Moshe v'Yoshua v'yasyafu b'Ohel Moed. Tana osa Shabbos shel dyo zugei hay. So that Shabbos when Moshe Rabbeinu died was a Shabbos of two couples, two pairs, two manhigim, or existed that Shabbos. At the beginning of the Shabbos, it was Moshe's people. Moshe was still in charge. By the end, it was Yoshua. The mantle of leadership was taken from Moshe and given to Yoshua on that Shabbos. If not for the pasuk saying it, we couldn't say such a thing on our own. Where did Moshe die? In the chelik of Reuven. Nevo is in Reuven's chelik. It's amazing. We pretty much have an idea where the mountain was that Moshe Rabbeinu stood on to see Eretz Yisrael. And guess what? Now that mountain is in Eretz Yisrael. So although Moshe Rabbeinu didn't make it into Eretz Yisrael, that was Eretz Yisrael based on that definition. But with expanded borders, it actually is included in what ultimately became Eretz Yisrael. Ve'heichon Moshe kavur, and where was Moshe buried? Bechelko shel God, in the chelik of God. Dechsev ayar reishislo. U'michelko shel Reuven. And chelko shel God kama havi. What's the distance from the chelik of Reuven to the chelik of God? Arba milin, 4 mil. Also, arba milin mi alicho. And who carried him those 4 mil? Melamitrei Moshe mutal bekanfei shchina. It was the kanfei shchina that carried Moshe Rabbeinu. Umalachi hasharis omrim, and the malachi hasharis were being maspid Moshe Rabbeinu, and they said tzidkas Hashem aso mishpatav im Yisrael. Vakarish Baruch Hu Omer mi yakum li imrei mi yisyatziv li impali avin. That Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who was able to set people on the right path and give Moser to the Rishayim. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says on Moshe Rabbeinu, the Pasuk, Mika HaChacham Miyodeha Pesher Davar. Moshe Rabbeinu knew how to always repair the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says about Moshe Rabbeinu, HaChachma Me'ayin Timotzei, because he was such a Baal Chachma. V'Nachman Amar, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said about Moshe Rabbeinu, V'Yamas Shamoshe. Smalion Amar, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says about Moshe, V'Yamas Shamoshe. Safar Rabba di Yisrael, that Moshe Rabbeinu, the great scribe of Israel, died. See, each one says a different hesped that HaKadosh Baruch Hu must have said about Moshe Rabbeinu, highlighting a different quality of Moshe Rabbeinu. So main point over here is that when Moshe Rabbeinu died, his body was transported by the Shechina itself, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a hesped, the Malachim gave a hesped, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a hesped for Moshe Rabbeinu. So Tanya, Rabbi Lazar HaGadol Omer, Shnei Moser Mil, Al Shnei Moser Mil, Keneged Machnei Yisrael, Baskel Mashmiyav Omer, V'yamas Moshe Safar Rabba Di Yisrael. That a Baskel could be heard for 12 mil by 12 mil, announcing that Moshe, the great scribe of Israel, died. V'yesham Lomes Moshe, and some say Moshe didn't die. V'yksiv Hacha V'yamas Shamu, K'siv Hasam, and by Kabbalah Satar it says Ve'hisham Im Hashem, that he was with Hashem 40 days, 40 nights without eating bread, without drinking water, and he wrote the Seres Hadibros. So Mal Lahalon Omid Mishamish Afkan Omid Mishamish. So just like by Kabbalah Satar he was serving a Kodesh Baruch Hu the whole time, so too at his Misa he was serving a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ve'yikvar Osov a guy Beretz Moav Mul Beis Pa'or Amir Rabbi Brechia Simin B'toch Simin. The Torah gives a Simin B'toch Simin, a sign within another sign for where he's buried. He was in Gai, in Eretz Moav, and Molbeis Pa'ar. With all that, with all the simanim the Torah gives, we still have no idea where he's buried. So the Gemara explains how, to what extent the burial place of Moshe Rabbeinu was hidden. That the Romans sent Eitzel Gastera shall Beis Pa'ar to the officer of Beis Pa'ar, Hareinu Heichon Moshe Kavur, and they said, tell us where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried. Amdu Lamala Nidma Lahem Lamata, when they would stand high up, it looked like the kever was lower down. Lamata, when they would go down to where it looked like it was, Nidma Lahem Lamala, it would look like it was higher up. Nechluku L'shtei Kitos, they said, okay, we'll divide and conquer. Half of us will go down, half of us will go up. Osen Shamdu Lamala Nidma Lahem Lamata, Lamata Nidma Lahem Lamala. Those that were on the bottom bottom it looked like he was higher up. Those who are on the top, it looked like he was on the bottom. L'kayim ha'shenemar v'liyada ish es k'fura so. And says the Gemara, and even more than that, Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, Amar af Moshe Rabbeinu in yodei heichem kavur. Even Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't know where he's buried. K'siv ha'cha v'liyada ish es k'fura so. Who doesn't know his k'fura ish? U'k'siv ha'sam v'zos ha'bracha she'berach Moshe ish ha'elokim. You know who's called an ish? Moshe Rabbeinu. So so now the Gemara is going to get into a number of statements about Rabbi Chaim Rabbi Chanina. We'll just do one more. V'am Rabbi Chaim Rabbi Chanina ma nikbar Moshe itzel beis par k'dei l'chaper al ma'isa par. The Moshe Rabbeinu is buried near the beis par as a kapara for the ma'isa par. So we'll make the last main point that the exact burial place of Moshe Rabbeinu is shrouded in mystery to the extent that even Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't know where it is and no one is able to find it. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll complete the first perek by doing Daf Yud Dalid Amud Aleph.